Okay. So the right at the beginning of the parasha, Yaakov is fleeing from Esav, and he ends up in Beit El, and he sleeps there. And in his while he's sleeping, so what happens?
He has a dream.
He has a dream. Now, there's two components to this dream. What are they?
The angels.
Meaning the image, right? Image of the angels going up, and what else is there?
The, what's it called? The breed.
Right, God speaking to him and saying, "Vinei Adonai nitzav alav vayomar ani Adonai lo yavram avicha velo yitzchak aretz shata shochev alelecha tnenu lazarecha vayazarecha kafar aretz v'rat yama v'kein v'tzavon v'negvam v'nivrchu v'chal kol mishpachot ha'adama v'zarecha." Thank you, I know you leaned it. V'hinei anochi imach v'shmardicha v'chal asher delech v'ashivaticha l'adama azot ki lo azavcha asher mesiti et asher dibarti lach. So, what is the relationship between those two things, the visual component to this dream and the writ? What are the possibilities?
I mean, the most classic one is that the angels going up and down are the angels who are going to be protecting him and the angels who were protecting him.
And what's the relationship between that and
Hashem
the...
Hashem says, Eshmaticha, I'm going to...
Good, so who says that?
Like, you want, like, the specific flourish?
Yeah, well, you said classic. That means you assume...
Rashi.
Okay, good, yes. But when you say classic, classic can often mean Rashi. In this case, you would be right. In this case, you would be right, right? Rashi follows a Midrashic tradition. It's not only Rashi. But yes, Rashi argues that this is just a reinforced message, that the Malachim going up and down, so for Rashi, it's the Malachim who guarded him in Eretz Yisrael, and then it's the Malachim who will guard him when he leaves Eretz Yisrael. There are variations in this. Ibn Ezra, Ramban, are they reporting to God and he's giving them commands? But something like that. The angels represent God's protection of Yaakov, and therefore the verbal component of this dream is simply the reinforcement of this. Right? It's God explaining what is going on in the dream, or capturing the essence of the dream, or something like that. Again, there are variations within it, but that is clearly the nutshell version of that approach. Now, there is another possibility, which is that...
Wait, are we assuming, when you say possibility, you're assuming everyone reads the dream the same way?
No, not you. But this is one approach, right? That the dream is about the current protection of Yaakov, and therefore the verbal... There's no disagreement. The verbal component here is about him giving him the bread, of him protecting him. That's what it says.
Right.
If you think that the dream is also about that, then the relationship between the dream and
the message, the nevuah, not baskel.
Yeah. I'm getting this mostly from the summary of Al HaTorah. If you want to see it more in detail, but Al HaTorah is an excellent website. I use it every so often in these morning things. I use it myself all the time, and they basically take central questions in the parsha, highlight the questions, give you what the mefarshim say, and highlight the textual issues that led to them, the tensions. So this is just taking the basic structure they have to highlight, I think, what's important methodological approach here. But that's one approach. Right? That's the classic. That's Rashi, so it's one that we probably all know, that the dream and the message that God gives to Yaakov are related. Okay. Now there is another possibility, which is also found in several Midrashim, which is that the verbal component of this dream, God saying he'll protect Yaakov, is indeed about Yaakov. But the dream is not actually about Yaakov. The dream is a statement about history. And it's a futuristic dream. It's a prophetic, for the long term, dream. With the Malachim being Malachim of maybe, in Midrashim, the four kingdoms, right? Sort of the mythical four kingdoms. We sort of take all the kingdoms in history and put them into four. This is the way it happens. Because in Daniel, that's what we do. And then everyone tries to figure out who are the four kingdoms. What exactly is it? Is it
Daniel by the statue thing, right?
Not just the statue. The statue and then his visions. Basically all of Daniel. Good percentage of Daniel. Now, according to this, and the message is that Hashem will never abandon the Jewish people. But here, there's obviously then there's a relationship between what he says to Yaakov and the dream, but they're not the same. The verbal component is, "I will protect you." obviously that's related to the fact that I'm now entering into the Brit, into the Brit, and therefore I will protect your children. But the visual component is actually about that, and therefore Hashem is not interpreting the visual component. He's the visual component is for the long term, and the promise is for the short term, is that I will take care of you as a person. So that's possibility two. Now, there are other versions of this. It's possible that the emphasis is less, and this is found in several other Mefarshim, that the emphasis of the dream is less, and even, to be fair, the verbal component is less the fact that God's going to protect him, but the fact that God is in relationship with him. Right? There's really two things going on here, right? God says, I'm with you, and I'll protect you, so Rashi focuses on the protection. But you could do the same thing and say that the Ikar here is that that Hashem is with him, therefore what is the dream about?
I mean, like the Malachim.
Yeah, that there's some sort of relationship, however you want to take it. Shadal says that it's just a image about tefillah, right? Meaning the fact that it shows angels going up, and Yaakov says, Zeshar Shamayim, it's simply expressing the fact that there's a connection between heaven and earth. Right, the essence of tefillah. In the Midrash and Breshit Rabbah, it gets more sort of detailed oriented. That maybe the sulam is similar to the mizbeach, or the ramp that goes up to the mizbeach, and it represents the fact that it goes heavenward represents the smoke from karbonot go heavenward. We can get into very midrashic detailed. Yeah. Reads, but again, the approach is the same, which is that the essence here isn't about protection, it's simply about connection. And the emphasis of both the image and the verbal component is less that God will protect him, he will, but it's simply the fact that God is in relationship with him. And when he says Shara Shamayim, the focus of this whole scene is to learn something about tefillah. Right, so now we've had basically, so we have two approaches that both say the dream and the verbal component are identical. One focuses on the protection components, and one focuses simply on the prayer, connection with God components. Methodologically speaking, they both think that the dream and the both parts of the dream are interpretations of each other. The other approach that we noted was saying, no, they're both about protection, but different components of protection. The verbal component is about Yaakov, and the visual component is about the long term. The last possibility, they quote this from Rambam and from David Zvi Hoffman, is that the dream is about man's climb heavenward. For the Rambam, reads the angels as prophets who move up the ladder towards God and then bring his message and teaching bound to earth. Or W.C. Hoffman reads them as referring to any individual who, in his strive for perfection to fulfill God's commands, climbs up the ladder rung by rung to get closer to Hashem. And therefore, the message here is to encourage Yaakov to reach his potential. And then what's the verbal component? It's not identical. Right? So we've had two that they're identical. One that they're completely different, or similar message, but at different time periods. And here, the way Rabbi Zvi Hoffman would say it is, it's encouragement. The visual component, this is what you should be doing. The words are, I'm going to be with you as you do it. Okay? So again, there's a lot more details within it, but, you know, whenever you see something like this, or you see a vision, and then you see a verbal component, you have to wonder, are these two things? Are these one thing? Are they related things? If they're related, how are they related? Well, we've seen different possibilities. Either they're identical, though a division, whether it's about God's protection or about simply connection with God, prayer. These are both about protection, but these are actually two messages. That's why they're distinct. Or that one bolsters the other, encourages the other. They're different, but related. And those are obviously basically all of our methodological possibilities there. Right? Distinct, the same, or right, building on each other or something like that. Okay, so that is it on the dream.